importance of the social realm, the science of medicine. Except for just one little point, we like the work we're in. It's not the sight of pain or blood, not even pathology. It's the way we must express ourselves in terminology.
We hide our wisdom neath a cloak of words we know so well. Although we know what's ailing them, they'll never make us tell. We speak of Mrs. Johnson in gestation, we do say, but we might as well admit to you she's in a family way.
Now this affects our children too, I know it oh so well. Our kids are even different, the teachers, they can tell. You never see them chewing gum, they always masticate. You never see them doing this, they ask to micturate.
Now deglutition means to swallow, ambulate, to walk. There's palpitate and claudicate and all such fancy talk. For women patients, you need know just two words to have class. They're either very nervous or they have excessive gas.
Dysmenorrhea, menorrhagia, menstruasia too. There's menstruate and ovulate, almost all women do. But when they hear such words as these, it's bound to make them worse. So why not simply tell them they're afflicted with a curse?
Now copulation is a word of which there's little taught. We practice it consistently, although we should not. There's just one thing the textbooks say, and this is nothing new. It's that girls are built in such a way that they enjoy it too.
Now with these words of wisdom, we're sure you'll think with us that many terms in medicine are still superfluous. But if the rule is ever changed, then that will be the day that the doctors will be unemployed and have no words to say.
We say cholecystectomy,
gastroenterostomy,
double-barrel colostomy.
What the hell's it costing me?
Acute diverticulitis,
gangrenous appendicitis,
also serum hepatitis.
Little wonder that they fight us.
Oligodendroglioma,
dermoid anateratoma,
also RNO-blastoma.
How I miss my home sweet Homa.
But if just a little word